This is Cumulus Cares, a public service announcement from Cumulus Media and this radio station.
Hey, it's Jess with Cumulus Cares. Very happy to have in studio, so bright and early in the morning, Todd DeMilio, owner of Scrub a Pup in Cranston. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us so early.
You bet. Thanks for having me down.
Of course. Big event happening on October 2nd. It's a Sunday. If you love dogs, just on Friday was National Dog Day. If you love dogs, then you're going to want to come down because we have teamed up with Friends of Homeless Animals. We will be at Scrub a Pup, Plainfield Pike in Cranston from 10:30 to 3:30. Your chance to adopt a furry friend. So, Todd, you're the owner of Scrub a Pup. Have you ever done like an adoption event before? Because you guys are fairly new, no?
We are. Well, we're going into our fifth year. And I've been wanting to do something like this for quite some time. And it was just a matter of connecting with and partnering off with the right agency and the right people to get it done.
Right. So it's Friends of Homeless Animals that are going to be joining us. We, at the radio station, have worked with them before. That's great. They bring a number of dogs in. And what some people don't know is they think it's a shelter, and it's actually not a shelter. They actually have foster parents that are just waiting with the dog till they get officially adopted, right?
Right. Right. So they have foster parents taking care of them until they place them in their forever home.
Right. So on October 2nd, it's a Sunday from 10:30 to 3:30. Coming in and out, there will be the 12 to 15 dogs, I think you said, right?
Correct.
And then we're going to be able to see their profiles because what you're going to probably like a little teaser for the dogs a couple weeks in advance on how you can who you can see that you know, you may want to adopt. Maybe you have your eye on somebody. It's
right.
it's like a dating site, but only for dogs.
For dogs.
Because it will be posted on your Facebook page, which is?
Absolutely. It's Scrub a Pup, Inc. Or you can also find it through scrubapupinc.com. And we're hoping to post photos of the dogs that we'll be adopting out hopefully a week or two in advance.
Mm-hmm. The thing is that this is not just, you know, people coming to Scrub a Pup, which once again, 2244 Plainfield Pike in Cranston. It's a self-serve dog wash, which Pork Chop has been there.
He was by far
your worst dog ever,
no.
Correct? Yes.
He's actually probably one of our most popular dogs ever now because after he came in, we've had a lot of people coming in and asking, when's Porky coming back?
So, Porky's trying to like jump out of the bath.
Right. He's famous there.
Yeah. Well, he's something else. So besides actually having the adoption, there's tons of stuff going on. First of all, there's going to be some pizza, hot dogs, drinks from Coca-Cola, J. Jess Presto coffee is going to be there. There will be raffles. What are some of the things that we're going to have for giveaways?
We're going to have one of our top sponsors, Moriarty's Invisible Fence Company, will be down there with some giveaways, and their top prize is going to be an in-home containment system.
So then invisible fence type thing? Or
right, and you can place, they're like little discs that you can place around the house.
Really?
Keep your dogs off a couch or going upstairs. So yeah, it's a nice package that they're donating. I believe it's valued at $500.
So, no way.
Yeah.
Wait, so they're little discs to keep. So if Pork Chop is constantly on the couch.
Right.
Well, I don't want him there. So I would put this disc like around there to keep him from being on it?
Yeah. And he'd have the collar on.
Right.
That they would wear for the outdoor containment center.
Right.
And it works the same way. Yeah.
That's true. I may enter to win that. Pork Chop will be like, wait a minute.
Right,
I've been on this couch for 3 years. All right. And so you also have stuff from, I didn't even know that Paul Mitchell, was it the John Mitchell?
It's Paul Mitchell, John Paul Pet. It's a whole pet line of shampoos and conditioners and, and sprays and whatnot. And we've been a dealer of theirs for a few years now.
I had no idea.
Yeah, we're going to have a nice little spa package from them.
Very nice. And then you have some gifties to give away for Scrub a Pup as well, right?
Right. Some gift certificates and a couple other things that we'll be adding in.
Right. So, I mean, this is going to be a big thing. It's going to be taking over pretty much your entire parking lot, right?
Yeah. It's actually gotten bigger as we've gone along with this. So.
And if anybody that knows Todd knows that he likes to do things big. So that is exactly why he's like, by the way, because just today you informed me that the Cranston police and perhaps the Warwick police are going to be there with the canine crew.
Yeah. Yeah. We're very excited about that. They signed on for the event and they're going to be coming down with their canine unit and supporting the fundraiser.
Yeah, so if anybody thinks about bringing in anything illegal, watch out, because I'm only kidding. The canine crew is going to be there, but they're actually going to do some demos, article searches and stuff like that, which is really cool because they're so smart, opposite of really pork chop. So
they really are, and that's something to see if you've never seen it before. You know, these dogs, and one of them was in last week for the self-wash, and you know, when you're up close and personal with them, they're very friendly, very mm-hmm. sweet dogs. But, you know, a drop of a dime, these officers have them trained where they, you know, they go into protection mode.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's something to see.
Yeah. All you have to do with Pork Chop is show him a treat. And he's like, I love you. It doesn't matter. This is the greatest. You're the best. I love you. We didn't mention that there's going to be free nail trims. So if people do have their dogs that they want to stop on by, once again, the Adopt-A-Pup event happening at Scrub-A-Pup, Plainfield Pike in Cranston, Sunday, October 2nd, 10:30 to 3:30. And free nail trims from you guys, right?
Free nail trims all day. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to be also giving away free self-washes to anyone that adopts a dog that day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, that'll be so cute.
So come back and get them nice and clean.
Oh, my God, that's going to be awesome. And once again, we are working with Friends of Homeless Animals in Rhode Island. So they're rescuing small dogs with big hearts. You can actually check out their website at FOHARI.org. And some of the things that they want us to mention, of course, is that they're not a shelter. All their dogs are cared in foster homes. And I got to speak with some of the foster parents, and I'm just like, how can you give these babies up? I'm like, you know them so well. They're such a part of your life. And they're like, well, we have dogs. We just don't want them to be in a shelter. And this is what we want to tell people, you know, how they react with certain people. You know, they try and find the perfect match. And then they rescue all dogs of all ages, from moms with litters to seniors. I can't remember the name. There was this one guy. He was so chill and old. Roger. And he was such a cute dog, but he was older. And they're like, listen, we're looking for maybe someone like an older household that doesn't have any kids. You know, just like he wants to chill and watch, you know, Dateline. So
right,
I'm just
right.
Like, wow, he's very specific. Roger. All the dogs are spayed or neutered, and they receive age-appropriate vaccinations like flea and tick and heartworm preventative. So they're all taken care of. They just want a forever home. I mean, that's exactly what they're looking for.
Yeah, they, you know, they deserve a second chance,
mm-hmm.
You know, in life. And a lot of these dogs, and we see them come through all the time in our place that people rescue. Mm-hmm. You know, the way they've been abused and, you know, neglected. And, you know, some of the stories will just break your heart.
Right.
You know, so, you know, that's part of the reason why we wanted to do this event, because
mm-hmm.
we see it so often, and we just want to get involved and, you know, try to find as many homes as possible for these dogs.
How many dogs are you going to adopt that day?
Me personally?
Yeah.
we'll see what's left over. Hopefully we find all, you know, all of them homes.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, plus Tico might.
He's a little possessive.
Yeah, a little possessive.
So once again, all happening. Adopt a Pup is going to be a fantastic event. If you even like toyed with the idea of, you know, I don't know, or if I want to think about it, just stop on by the event. It's going on pretty much all day, 10:30 to 3:30, 2244 Plainfield Pike in Cranston at Scrub-A-Pup, which, again, is a self-serve dog wash. We are going to be working with Friends of Homeless Animals a couple weeks before the event. Obviously, we'll be posting some profiles of the dogs. And once again, you can find the profiles on Facebook, Jessica on Air, or Scrub-A-Pup Inc. And we'll have food, we'll have drinks, we'll have raffles, we'll have face painting. Am I missing anything besides the adopting every pup?
We're gonna have our host. We're gonna have Jess from Pro FM.
And then people are like, oh, you had me until that.
No.
Darn it. Well, Mayor Fung's gonna be there too, though, I think, right?
Yeah,
he's gonna be showing up.
He's
so people
make an appearance.
People will show up for Mayor Fung. So once again, every adoption will get a free self-wash. Keep us favorited on your Facebook, just because we're going to give you constant updates of what's happening. So I don't know. I think I'm feeling good about this. It's going to be huge.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
You know, it's as it's getting closer, because we started this a couple of months
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, the more people that jumped on board with it, yeah, it's going to be a fun event.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're just hoping for a good turnout.
Yeah, definitely. So get some forever homes for these guys. And Todd, thank you so much for coming in so early there, buddy. And thanks for my coffee, by the way. You clearly know
me
too well.
I do. It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Of course. And this is Cumulus Cares.
Join us again next weekend for another public service announcement on this station. And remember, Cumulus Cares.